各位弟兄姐妹平安
，Peace to all brothers and sisters。
今天我们过去以往我们都是用释经讲道，就是用一章一卷一段圣经慢慢跟大家解释那段经文。
In the past, we have focused on expository preaching through the Bible, chapter by chapter and verse by verse, and we focus on explaining each verse.
这个就是我们在训练大家懂得如何分辨，如何听到。
And we were in fact also training everyone on how to be discerning in listening to sermons.
我相信大家已经很习惯了，而且很注意讲员所讲的是不是合乎圣经。
I'm sure you are all already accustomed to this, and you have been paying attention to whether the speaker is speaking from the Bible.
但是今天我要换一个方式。
But today I'm going to change a method.
原因是我相信大家已经很熟悉，而且很有把握，你的确是懂得听到。
Because I believe that all of you are already familiar and you have confidence on how to listen to a sermon.
所以今天呢，我要用主题式、经题式的方式跟大家思想工作，我们工作的意义。
So today I want to preach a topical sermon as we ponder on the nature of work and what's the purpose of work.
我们很多人都有工作。
Many of us have a work.
就算你在家里看过孩子，你说不是工作吗？
Even when you are looking after children at home, would you say that that is not work?
我们家里，我们当中有很多妈妈，你说那个不是工作吗？
And in our midst are many mothers, would you say that that's not work?
所以很多人问我，你的太太家里做什么？我不敢讲说没事做。
Therefore, when people ask me what does your wife do at home, I dare not answer nothing.
我告诉你，太太在家里做的工作比我的工作还要重要。
Let me tell you, the work that my wife does at home is more important than my own work.
因为她在教导我的孩子如何敬拜神。
Because she is teaching my children how to worship God.
她在家里教导我的孩子如何成为敬虔的后裔。
And she is teaching my children at home how to become godly people.
所以呢，我们要懂得如何敬重我们的太太。
Therefore, we need to know how to honor our wives.
如果你问我呢，我告诉你一个秘密。
If you ask me, let me tell you a secret.
我宁愿在家里看孩子，好过在外面做事。
I'd rather look after children at home than to work outside.
因为我知道我在外面做了很多。就算你做了50年、40年、30年之后，他还是别人的。
Because I know that whatever work I do outside, be it 2 decades, 3 or 4 or 5 decades, it all belongs to others.
没有一件事情呢能够代替你的孩子。
There is nothing that can replace your children.
所以那个是一个工作。
So that is work.
但是今天我们要谈的就是我们一般人的工作。
But today what we are actually looking at is the work of common people.
根据时代周刊的一个报道 ，Times Magazine.
According to Times Magazine,
他说今天呢，2/3的美国人讨厌他们的工作。
They estimated that 2/3 of Americans hate their work.
不但是他们讨厌他的工作，甚至呢，他说今天的人呢，比20年前更讨厌他们的工作。
And not only that, but they have also found that today's people hate their work more than people 20 years ago.
所以我的问题是，你喜欢你的工作吗？
So my question to you is, do you like your work?
你为什么为谁做工？
Why are you working and for whom are you working?
为什么你做工？
Why are you working?
为什么你要做事？
Why do any work at all?
很多人说这很简单的问题，我做工的目的呢，我工作的目的就是为了赚钱。
And many people answer that such a simple reason, I work for money.
但是真的吗？
But is that real?
很多人做很多事情呢，真是为了钱吗？
And many people do many things, but is it all for the sake of money?
如果你年轻，当然是为了钱。
If you are young, of course.
但是过了一段时间的时候，你有吃有穿有屋子有车子，什么都有了，为什么你还继续工作呢？
But after a while, after you have gotten a house and a car and you have gotten everything, why do you continue in work?
你基本的需要都有了。
All your fundamental needs have been met.
你还拼命做工，你为什么这样做呢？
Why do you still strive on to work?
那么你还看着有一些人呢？ 为了他的嗜好，为了他的兴趣，他放弃很有钱的、很能够赚钱的工作，去做他想做的事情，那又怎么解释呢？
And how do you explain people who give up a high-paying job just to pursue their interests or their hobby?
为什么有些人呢，把他的很有前途的事业放弃了，为了他要做一个义工呢？
Why do people actually become a volunteer and actually give up a very job that has got good prospects?
为什么有很多属灵的人呢，放弃一切，不但是没有工钱，甚至贴钱，而且付上自己的生命，为了去做传福音的工作，做宣教的工作，那又怎么解释呢？
How then do you explain the godly people who actually gave up not just pay a job that pays them a salary, but in turn actually give up their money just to serve God by becoming missionaries and preaching the gospel?
不但是这样，最近这个在欧洲已经开始有人，这些神学家、哲学家工作的人已经开始在思想一个问题，他们思想在工作的这个意义或者工作的属灵价值有一个属灵的层面，他们spirituality of work.
And recently in Europe, the theologians and the sociologists, they have been studying this thing and they are starting to consider the spirituality of work. That means in work there is a spiritual place for that.
因为现在用钱不够，不能够满足人的需要。
Because money alone cannot satisfy man's need.
人做事不是为了钱而已。
People work not just for the sake of money.
大公司现在开始讲，我们不单是给你钱，我们还有一个更高的意义，就是我们造福人群。
And nowadays, big corporations are saying that we are not just giving you money, but we also want to do good to the public.
你在我们公司做，因为我们环保。
And you work for us because we are actually environmentally friendly.
你在我们公司做，因为我们公司使到这个非洲的人更加有教育可以的，孩子有很好的教育。
And you work for this company because this company actually is trying to develop the education in Africa.
所以你看到公司知道钱不单是钱不能够满足那些做工员工的需要。
So even these corporations realize that money alone does not satisfy the employees' needs.
So 我要问一个问题，你为什么做事？为什么你工作？
So I want to ask you the question, why do you work?
你工作的目的是什么？
What's the purpose that you work?
你为谁做工？
For whom are you working?
很多人说，哦，我当然是为老板做事嘛。
Many people say, I work for my boss.
我为我的公司做事嘛。
I work for my company.
是吗？
Is that true?
如果他不给你钱，你做不做？
If they don't pay you, would you continue?
当然你不做。
Of course not.
但是最后呢，每一个人都在为自己做事情。
So at the end of the day, everybody is working for themselves.
我们在亚洲。
We are in Asia.
很多时候呢，我们把工作跟我们人生的价值放在一起。
Very often, we actually put our work together with our value of a person.
如果你有一个女儿。
If you have a daughter,
你要她嫁给医生、律师，还是总裁，还是你要嫁给她平民百姓？
Would you rather your daughter marry a lawyer, a doctor, a CEO, or to just some common folk?
那已经告诉你，你已经知道，如果你是一个总裁，哇，我是总裁，我很不一样。
And if you are a CEO and you start feeling that I'm a CEO, so I'm different.
以前呢，我有一个同学。
I used to have a classmate.
很多年没有见面。
For many years we did not meet.
有一天突然间收到他的电话。
One day I received his call.
他说我要请客。
He said, I'm giving a treat.
把老同学都招来。
I'm going to call all our old classmates together.
我们当然很开心，老同学20年没有见面，能在一起，当然挺好的，叙叙旧。
And of course, we are all very happy that we have not met for 20 years. We can come together and talk about the past.
很高兴就去一起去聚餐。
So we all went for the gathering.
聚餐的时候，他把他的名片拿出来。原来是某某是新加坡上市公司的总裁。今天我已经是总裁了，我派名片给你。
And during the gathering, he took out a stack of his business cards. He's a CEO of a listed company now in Singapore, and he was there distributing his business card.
而且来的时候迟到，这个大车车来，他有司机送他开门给他。哇，现在原来他是来 show off， 告诉我们我已经达到目的。原来20年没有见面，今天见面的时候告诉你我已经 arrive， 我已经到达了。
And he was late and came in a big car that was chauffeured and he was there to show off, trying to show us that for 20 years we have not met, but now he has arrived.
人家做事为了什么？为了你彰显你的才华，彰显你的能干，看见你有多成功吗
？And why do we work? Is it to present or to show off your talents and to show how successful you are?
所以你是为自己而做，而不是为神而做。
So in the end, you're working for yourself and not for God.
当然，我们知道圣经已经告诉我们，我们是为什么而造的。
But of course, we know that the Bible tells us.For what we were made.
我们是为神的荣耀而造。
We were made for God's glory.
所以我们要为神的荣耀来生活。
Therefore, we ought to live for God's glory.
而且呢，为神的荣耀来做工。
And we need to work for God's glory.
所以今天我们要思想这个工作的神学。
So today we want to consider the theology of work.
让我开始的时候先讲一讲，我们有三个对工作的一些迷思。
And firstly, let me start by talking about three myths about work.
我们常常问一个问题，工作是咒诅还是这个祝福？
We often ask the question, is work a curse or a blessing?
工作是属灵还是属世的事情？
Is work spiritual or secular?
那么工作是不是一种呼召？
And is work a calling?
很多时候我们不喜欢我们的工作的时候，就把工作当作是一种咒诅。
And when we do not like our work, we treat our work as a curse.
很多时候我们把工作跟属灵的生活分开。我主日是敬拜，这其他的日子呢，我就是过属世的生活。
And very often we separate our work from our spiritual pursuits, and we think that we are worshiping God when we come to church, but when we are working, that's a secular thing.
很多人说有人呼召成为牧师，但是我没有呼召，所以我做我喜欢做的。
And people say that there are some others who are called to be a pastor. I'm not called, so I'll just do whatever I like.
是吗？
Is that true?
很多人看到这一部这个 cartoon.
And you might have seen this cartoon before.
他这边说，我不能思考，因为我正在工作。
I can't think now. I'm working.
是吗？为什么我们工作的时候，我们把脑袋放在家里，我们去工作的时候好像行尸走肉。
And when we go to work, we leave our minds at home and we become like zombies at work.
不是的，我要带你去思想人我们的工作。
Of course not. Let me lead you through this study of work.
所以今天早上我要讲三点。
So today I'm going to talk about three points.
第一就是神工作的神学。
Firstly, the theology of work.
第二是工作的教导。
Secondly, the teaching on work.
工作的教导是指实际的教导。
It means practical teaching.
那么第三呢，我要讲工作的目的。这个 telos 的意思是指它的目的，它的设计。
And thirdly, I will be talking about the telos of work. And telos actually means purpose.
这意思是说这个希腊文的意思是告诉我们是它的这个工作的目标、目的或者设计。神为什么要我们做工？
And this Greek word telos actually talks about the purpose and the design. Why does God want us to work?
首先让我们来看工作的神学。
Firstly, let's look at the theology of work.
当我们讲到神学的时候，我们不是讲哲学性的神学或者历史神学，我们是讲某一个主题，整本圣经对这个主题的这个总结。
We are not talking about philosophy here or historical theology, but rather biblical theology, as in what does the entire Bible have to say on this thing?
首先呢，让我们看到圣经里面提到工作是好的。
Firstly, the Bible tells us that work is good.
为什么呢？第一呢，我们看到这一节圣经，这节圣经呢，创世纪一章一节，大家就非常熟悉的，就是起初神创造天地。
And Genesis 1:1, which you all are very familiar with, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
所以你会看到这个就是我们的希伯来文。
And this is Hebrew.
希伯来文很清楚告诉我们这个神创造天地是什么意思。
And in the Hebrew, it's very clear what it means that God created the heavens.
Barashit bara Elohim et hashamayim wa et haaretz.意思是说，这个 barak 是什么意思呢？这个 barak 意思是说，神从无创造变成有。
And the word barak means God created out of nothing.
为什么呢？这个不是人可以创造的，人可以做的。
This is not something that man can do.
为什么呢? 你记得吗? 当我们人懂得如何, 这个 cloning, 就是, 复制人类的时候,
when man knew how to clone a living being,
我听到一个笑话,
I heard of a joke.
有一个笑话就是说人开始会 这个复制人类的时候，他就说哪里有神？你看，我们也懂得如何创造人类。
When man succeeded in cloning a human being, they actually said, "Where is God? We too know how to create a human."
那么他就有一个笑话说，有一个人就向神挑战，当然这个是笑话。他说，神啊，你会创造人，我也可以创造人。
So there was a joke. Of course, this is a joke. There's this man who actually issued a challenge to God. God, you can create a man, so can I.
他说，现在我们来比谁快。
And so he issued a challenge to God, and he said, "Let's compete and see who can do this faster."
什么意思呢？就是说谁比较快能够创造一个人来。
Who can create a man in a shorter time?
神就说，好，如果你要比，我跟你比，我们比赛，一二三。
So God say, "Okay, I accept your challenge. Let's begin."
他靠近，马上蹲下去拿那个泥土造人。
So this man very quickly squat down, wanted to take some dirt to make a man.
神就马上问他，哎，你在做什么？你在做什么？
God asked this person, "Stop! What are you doing?"
他说，我在造人啊。
And he said, "I'm trying to make a man."
他说，停止，那个泥土是我的，你要造你自己造。
And God says, "Stop! That dirt belongs to me. Go find something else."
当人类创造复制人类的，他是拿人的细胞去复制，不是从无变有。
You see, when man clone another human being, they actually take the existing cells to create.
我告诉你，这个bara是非常荣耀的，世界上没有一个人可以创造出另外从无变有。
But the Hebrew bara actually means creating out of nothing, and nobody in this world can do that.
所以我告诉你，创造呢是一个极奇妙、极大的、极荣耀的工作。
Therefore, I tell you, creation is a amazing and a glorious and a very wonderful thing.
所以在创世纪一章三十节，神创造这一切之后，他说这一切甚好。
And Genesis 1:31, God saw that all that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
所以你要知道，在这个时候，罪还没有进入世界，这是神做的事情呢，这个是非常好的。
And you want to know that at this point, sin has not entered the world yet, and whatever that God has done is very good.
所以工作不是一定是咒诅，工作是可以成为祝福。
So work is not necessarily a curse, it can be a blessing.
有一次主耶稣也这么说，我的父做事到如今，我也做事。
Jesus answered the people one time, "My Father is working until now, and I am working."
所以做事情是好的事情。
So to work is a good thing.
其实我们大家都尝到，我们有时候做一些我们喜欢做的时候呢，我们花很多时间，花很多精力进去呢，别人看来你很累，但是我们说我很享受这个过程。
And we all would have this experience before, when we enjoy doing something, we actually make a huge effort to do it. Other people look at us and they feel so tired, but yes, we are physically tired, but we actually enjoy the whole process.
所以我第一要给你看到创造是工作。
So firstly, I want you to see that creation is work.
第二点呢，我要告诉你，我们是为工作而创造。
And secondly, I want you to see that we are created for work.
为什么呢？在创世纪第二章十五节，他说耶和华将人安置在伊甸园，使他修理跟看守。
Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and keep it.
你看，修理跟看守是工作哎。
To work it and to keep it is a form of work.
所以你看到，做这个园丁啊，在工作，在花园里面做这件事是第一份神吩咐的工作。
So, Adam being a gardener is actually the first thing that God instructed him to do.
有时候我这个预备讲章，我们读圣经，累了呢，到花园走走，修理一下这个花草，这是符合神的心意的。
So sometimes as I prepare the sermons or as I do other things and become very tired, I would go to the garden and do a little bit of trimming here and there. This is actually according to God's will.
那么另外呢，我们在创世纪里面看到神创造人之后呢，放他，然后要他告诉他说要生养众多，遍满全地，然后呢要治理这地跟管理这地。
And we know that after God put Adam and Eve in the garden, he actually said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it.
所以你看治理跟管理, 你是不是有很多人做治理跟管理的在公司里面难不难,那个很难的工作啊。
And when we talk about subduing and having dominion, many of you are actually superior in your company and you are actually ruling over somebody else, that is a very tough job.
所以创世纪一章二十八节告诉我们说，神对他们说，你们要生养众多，遍满全地，治理跟管理这地。但是在二十七节是什么呢？如果我们你打开圣经，你熟悉的话，神说我要他，我要创造人来反映我们的形象，然后叫创造人，然后就告诉他们，你要治理跟管理。所以治理跟管理是反映神像的一种。
And Genesis 1:28, God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion. We know verse 27 very well because it says, God says, let us create man in our image. And then he created them to subdue and having dominion over the earth. So, subduing and having dominion is one way of reflecting God's image.
你注意到在当时神创造人类的时候，除了人之外呢，就是动物。
And if you remember, when God created other than man, he created animals.
所以这个这一块地，这个动物呢，就是他的环境。
So all this land and the animals was the man's environment.
所以对我来说，我个人的应用是怎么样？
So to me, what is my personal application here?
我的应用是神要我胜过我的环境。
And personal application here for me is God wants me to overcome my environment.
很多人说我们是环境的产物。
Many people say we are the product of our environment.
如果你有什么问题呢，你都说环境使我变成这个样子。
And if there are any problems that you have, people always say it's the environment that caused it.
很多人说他偷或者他抢，他吸毒，因为环境逼我，我变成这个样子。
And some people steal or they rob or they consume drugs and they say the surroundings caused me to do it.
但是我们有看到很多人也有同样的环境，但是他胜过了。
But we do see others in the same environment and yet they overcome.
所以我认为神要创造我们，要我们管理这里这地呢，包括我们一切的环境。所以我们要胜过一切，我们要胜过环境，不要让环境来支配我们。
So when God created us to subdue and have dominion over the earth, it also includes that I must overcome the environment and not the other way around.
所以我们要为神来胜过世界，反映神的形象。
So we want to overcome the world for God, and this reflects His image.
大家有没有看过这个这幅图画？就是指到一个机器人。
Have you all seen this picture before of a robot?
这个丰田呢，它有他们是很出名的，就是 Honda， 他们很出名的就是有这个 robotic arm.
And Honda is famous for having robotics.
就是它能够用机械代替人工。
They can use the robotics to replace human work.
不但是这样呢，他们已经成功的制造着一个叫做 Asimo，他的意思说他是一个人类，那么他可以上走，你知道很不容易的，他能够上楼梯，然后他可以倒水倒茶，他可以服侍你做一个佣人女佣所做的工作。
And they have successfully created this robot whose name is Asimo, or means man. Which can climb stairs and can pour water or tea and can serve you like a domestic helper.
如果你上网查一查呢，它还可以踢足球哎。
And if you go online to check, it can also play soccer.
如果你有钱的话，你可以请一个这样的佣人，100万美金。
And if you have money, you can actually employ a servant like this for $1 million.
所以当科学家造出一个这样的机器人的时候，哇，你看这个机器人太棒了，这个机器人能够做这么多事情。
And when scientists created such a robot, everybody was in awe and said that, wow, the scientists can create something so marvelous.
我问你，你会不会去跟机器人，你真聪明啊，你这么聪明，你得一切的荣耀，你是最好的。
Will you go to congratulate the robot and shake the robot's hand and say, you are so smart, robot, you are so wonderful, and you are so great?
当然不会，我们就说谁创造这个机器人？哇，你这么厉害，创造这样的机器人能够做这么多事情。
And of course not. What we would ask is who created this robot, and we will congratulate the creator and say you are so wonderful creating this robot.
当我们胜过环境，当我们胜过这一切，当我们胜过我们的问题的时候，我们应该问的时候，天使应该问的时候。 到底是谁创造你？是神创造我们，神的荣耀不是我们的荣耀。
And when we overcome our environment, and when we do everything well and overcome this, what the angels will be asking is not who are you, but rather who is your creator, who is so wonderful.
我们反映出神的智慧、神的能力跟神的聪明。
So what we are reflecting is God's wisdom and God's intelligence and God's power.
所以神创造我们。是创造是工作，神创造我们是为工作来发明他的荣耀。
So creation is work, and we are created for work in order to reflect God's glory.
还有一点，你知道吗？神也给我们命令做工。
And one more, remember that God also commanded us to work.
我们很喜欢这一节经文，就是出埃及记第二十章第八节。
We all love this verse, Exodus 28.
他说，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
啊，这一日很重要。
So this one day is important.
但是你忘记了还有六天。
But you forgot about the other 6 days.
那六天要做什么？
What are you supposed to do in the other 6 days?
有一天你要休息，不过有六天你必须要做工。
Yes, one day you shall rest, but 6 days you shall labor.
所以今天呢，我们在这里，我们五天做五天工，对不对？
So, how many of you have a 5 day work week?
我们每个人都有五天的工作，怎么少了一天？神是说六天，你能做五天的。
And all of us work 5 day week, but God says 6 days and you work 5.
神的意思说你要做六天，第一天休息。但是我们今天的人对工作的观念完全变了。
God says 6 days you shall labor and rest in 1 day, but today our will of work is totally different.
所以你注意到吗？神的意思。是六天做工。
So can you see that God's will is that you shall work for 6 days?
所以我们不但是做工呢，不但是工作。我们回到我们原先的一点工作的神学。第一呢，刚才我们所讲的这一些呢，都是告诉我们这个工作是好的，工作是好的。
And we come back to the theology of work. And in our first point where we talk about all these three subpoints is to show that work is good.
不但是工作是好的，而且工作是一个礼物。
Not only is work good, but work is also a gift.
啊，你如果工作，你认为工作不是礼物的话呢？你去跟那些刚刚退休的人谈一谈。
If you think that work is not a gift, then I will invite you to have a conversation with those who are just retired.
如果你失去工作，你没有工作做，知道闷死你。
When you do not have work to do, you will feel bored to death.
所以呢，你可以。看我的工作呢，是我排满的，没有人给我工作，但我已经有第一个 project， 第一个 project 还没完，不但有第二，还有第三个。
And actually, my work schedule is full because I have all the projects that's already lined up without people asking me.
我最怕是没有东西做。
My worst fear is to have nothing to do.
啊，我做事的时候呢，我是最开心的。
When I am working, I am joyful.
啊，当然我们把那个问题解决的时候，我更开心。
Of course, when I solve the problem, I'm even more joyful.
工作是神给我们的礼物。
Work is a gift from God.
刚才我们给大家看了，神工从起初工作到如今，主耶稣说我也工作。
And just now we saw the verse, God has been working, and Jesus said, I am working.
其实我们回去看创世纪，开始一章二十八节已经提到了。
And let's get back to Genesis 1:28, which we saw just now.
神要按照他的形象造人的时候，他就说他要祝福他们，怎么祝福呢？给他们工作。
After God created man in His image, God blessed them. How did God bless them? By giving them work.
啊，你看到吗？祝福这个字呢，翻译是在这个翻译出来可以福气呢，翻译出来就是欢喜快乐的意思。
Blessed can also mean joyful.
所以神要怎么样使他们快？要他们生养众多，然后要他们工作。这个工作是一个祝福，不是一个咒诅。
And God wants people or the Adam and Eve to be joyful by working and by being fruitful. So you can see that work is not a curse.
所以当然，当人犯罪之后，工作本来是很喜乐的事情，变成愁苦。
But of course, after man sinned, the original work that was meant to be joyful became something that was dreaded.
所以当人犯罪之后呢，神就说地必为你受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能得糊口。那么你汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土。
And of course, after man sinned, God said to them, "Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread."
所以工作成为痛苦的原因是因为罪。
So work became something that is dreaded due to sin.
传道书也是这么讲，他说世人呢将一切的神让世人能够一切的劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。
Ecclesiastes also tells us that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. It is the gift of God.
很多人说，我能够赚钱，我能够发财，我能够做很大的事情，是我本事。但是《申命记》八章十八节告诉我们，他说：“你要纪念耶和华你的神，连你得货财的这个力量都是他赐给你的。”
There are people who will say that I can earn a lot of money and I attain my own wealth because I'm talented. But Deuteronomy 8:18 says that it is God who gives you power to get wealth.
你的能力、你的才干、你甚至你口中的气都是神所赐的。
Your ability, your talents, and even the very breath that you are taking belongs to God.
我特别放这一张图片是要提醒自己。 妈妈照顾孩子是一个很辛苦的工作，但是确实非常喜乐。And
I put this picture here to remind myself that mothers taking care of children is tough work, but yet it is something that's joyful.
所以你会发现呢，这一个是我们人生，你会发现这个工作本身就是一个喜乐的事情。So
we want to realize that in our lives, work is something that ought to be joyful.
那么让我们回来看，工作是好的，工作是一个礼物，还有呢，工作是一种呼召。And
so let's come back to the theology of work. Work is good. Work is a gift. And thirdly, work is actually God's calling.
这个时候，我要你打开圣经。Now
I want you to turn to your Bible.
请你打开哥林多前书。Please
open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第七章第十七节。1
Corinthians 7:17.
我要你看这段经文。I
want you to look at this passage.
哥林多前书第七章，我们从第十七节读起。1
Corinthians 7:17.
他说：“只要照主所分给个人的和神所招的个人的而行。我所吩咐各教会的都是这样。有人已经受割礼的，蒙召的呢，就不要废掉割礼。” 有人未受割礼蒙召的，就不要受割礼；受割礼不算得什么，不受割礼也不算得什么，只要守神的诫命就是了。个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍要守住这个身份。你是做奴隶蒙召的吗？就不要因此忧虑。若是能自由，就求自由更好。因为做奴仆，蒙召的是蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的。 做自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆。弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份？仍然在神面前守住这个身份。1
Corinthians 7:17. Only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him, and to which God has called him. This is my rule in all the churches. Was anyone at the time of his call already circumcised? Let him not seek to remove the marks of circumcision. Was anyone at the time of his call uncircumcised? Let him not seek circumcision. For neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but keeping the commandments of God. Each one should remain in the condition in which he was called. Were you a slave when called? Do not be concerned about it, but if you can gain your freedom, avail yourself for the opportunity. For he who was called in the Lord was a slave, is a freedman of the Lord. Likewise, he who was free when called is a slave of Christ. You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men. So, brothers, in whatever condition each was called, there let him remain with God.
所以在这边有一句话非常重要。There
is a verse here that's very important.
就是第17节。And
that is in verse 17.
他说，只要照主分给个人的和神所召个人的而行。
It says here, only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him.
你知道我们的生命是God assigned. The assignment and calling is the same thing. 就是说神所分给个人的跟所招的是同一个意思。
And when referring to our lives, and as our lives are assigned, it's an assignment by God, and it's a calling by God, it actually means the same thing.
意思说，如果你相信神的主权,
in other words, if you believe in the sovereignty of God,
因为主耶稣曾经说过，两只麻雀飞在天上, 如果神不允许, 一个都不能掉在地上。
Did not Jesus say two sparrows are in the air, unless the Lord allows it, not one of them will fall to the ground. And God has numbered your
hairs.
In other words, everything about us, God knows.
每一个脚步神都知道。
Every step that we take, God knows.
你现在处的环境, 包括你的工作,
the situation that you are in right now, and including your work, God knows. If God does not allow it, you will not even have this job.
所以在这边他讲的是什么？他说，如果你是奴隶， 不要担心。
And what he's saying here is, if you are a slave, do not be concerned.
奴隶了。
Slave.
奴隶的工作, 你的工作不比奴隶辛苦。
Your work is not tougher than a slave.
主说不要关心。
But God says, do not be concerned.
你怎么知道不是因为你做那个奴隶，神就是把你放在做奴隶的身份，在那个身份向奴隶传福音，向他的老板传福音，向奴隶还有更下一层的奴隶的啊，向那些人传福音。你怎么知道神放你在那边不是有神的智慧吗？
How do you not know, even when you are a slave, that God actually put you there for the very purpose of spreading the gospel to your master and to fellow slaves, because there are different hierarchy of slaves.
所以这个以斯帖不是记得神把他做皇后，皇后他有那个机会让他做这件事情。
And remember, Esther, whom God made to become a queen so that she can serve.
但是你还记得这个尼希米吗？ 他只是一个 cup bearer， 他只是酒政，意思说他先吃一次，给皇帝喝了一杯酒， 看看有没有中毒。 他如果没死，皇帝会死。 他连做那个也是神放他在那里的。
And remember Nehemiah, who actually was a cup bearer. In other words, he must taste the king's wine to see whether it is laced with poison. If he is not dead, then the king will drink.
为什么神让他做这个酒政？
Why did God assign Nehemiah to be a cup bearer?
原来神让他做一件事情别人的人都做不到。
Because God wanted him to achieve something that no one else could do.
他能够重建这个耶路撒冷城呢， 在52天里面做一个52天就完成， 人家用100年， 接近100年做不成的事情， 他用52天就做完了。
And he could achieve the building of the city walls in 52 days, which the Israelites spent 100 years and did not complete.
52天不到一年，他就不到三个月他就做完了。
And 52 days, not even 3 months, he completed the work.
这个以斯帖，他因为他做了皇后，而且他冒险讲了一句话，他把整个以色列人都拯救出来。
And Esther, who became queen, but she risked her own life and said something to the king, and in the end, the whole nation was saved.
那个问题是你愿不愿意接受神在你身上的旨意，做成神要你做的工作。
The problem lies with whether you are willing to accept the will of God in your life and to achieve what God has called you to do.
不管你是奴隶的还是自主的,
whether you are slave or free.
不管你是自由出身或者做奴隶，或者是不管他你做什么，或者是割礼或者未收割礼的，神都有他的意思。
Whether you are slave or whether you are free, whether you are circumcised or uncircumcised, God has His will.
他说没有关系，他不过你在什么环境就在那边服侍神。
Whatever circumstance that you are in, do not be concerned about it, but serve God faithfully in that situation.
你看第20节，个人蒙召的时候是什么身份？仍要守住这个身份。第24节。 弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份？仍要守住这个身份。
Verse 20, each one should remain in the condition in which he was called. And verse 24, so brothers, in whatever condition each was called, there let him remain with God.
当然，如果是你是奴隶，能够自由，那更好。
Of course, if you are a slave but you can be free, that is better.
神如果开门，神的旨意让你走，你就走吧。
If God's will should so open the door and for you to leave, leave.
但是如果神没有开门，他就是要你在那个位置，你就甘心情愿在那个位置完成神要你做的工作。
But if God did not open the doors and He wants you to remain in that position, then you ought to do it willingly and complete the task that God has for you.
喜喜乐乐完成神的工作，好过你辛辛苦苦还是没有做成神的工作。
It is better to complete God's task with joy than to be full of bitterness and not do the work.
你知道吗？那个字 vocation 在英文呢，拉丁文的意思就是副业，就是天命，就是呼召的意思。
And the word vocation in English is actually from the Latin word of the same meaning, a calling.
这个思想呢，其实在马丁路德已经讲到。
Actually, such a thinking was already preached on by Martin Luther.
马丁路德呢，在当时写了一本，有一个人把马丁路德的这一方面的教训写了一本书，叫做《Luther on Vocation》。后来这本书很难读，后来有比较新的一版，用现代的英文写的《God at Work》。这两本书你去看，他就讲了到这个。这个置业的这个教义。
And Luther actually spoke on a lot, or taught on a lot about vocation, which was later put into a book. But because of the English that was not smooth, today there is a newer edition called God at Work. These two books actually have the same content, but different English.
当我们祷告说，主啊，我们今日的饮食赐给我们。
When we pray, give us this day our daily bread.
是不是你想说神很通过神迹突然间一个面包出现。
Did God miraculously put a loaf of bread in front of you?
当然不是。
Of course not.
你要知道，神你这样祷告说，主啊，今日的粮食赐给我们，他已经想到了，他已经找一个农夫，已经撒种，他已经给他太阳，给他雨水，然后有一个这个师傅司机把他开车运送来，有一个这个 bakery 那个烘面包的把它烘好了，然后他送到你家，然后你的太太或者你的把它放在你的面前，你的祷告，神用过很多方式，很多途径完成你的祷告。
And when you pray, give us this day our daily bread, God already had in mind the entire process of putting that loaf of bread onto your table. From the farmer who sows the seed, and God sending the sun and the rain, to the driver driving all this grain to the bakery that was then baked into a bread and sold in the market and brought to your table, God has already planned this entire process.
这个是神的经济学。
This is the economy of God.
当然我们活在这个亚洲，我们没有这个基督教教义教导这一方面。基督徒如何看经济学，基督徒如何看社会学，基督徒怎么看物理化学等等，我们不懂得这一些东西，但是这个已经在圣经里面的。
And of course we are in Asia where there is a lack of Christian education, but actually there are what we call Christian education that teaches Christians how to view economics,How to view sociology and even chemistry and biology and other sciences through the Christian perspective.
银行是不是符合圣经？利息是不是符合圣经？工作给人家替你工作，给他钱是不是符合圣经？你仔细看，都是符合圣经。其实应该是从圣经中的经济学。
And when you look at how banks operate, whether charging interest or giving interest is a biblical thing, and other things like employment and paying, is this a biblical thing? And you will realize that you find all these things in the Bible. So we ought to talk about biblical economics.
所以你会发现这个是神的圣经的神，我们叫做神在万能在世界中的掌控。
And we talk about God being sovereignly at work in this entire world.
当我们的亲爱人，我们亲爱的人生病了，我们祷告主啊，求你医治他。
And when our loved one is sick and we pray, God, please heal him.
那么祷告完了之后带他去看医生，对不对？
But after we pray, we bring that person, the sick, to the doctor.
他要吃药，对不对？
And he gives him medication.
神在万有当中，他已经使到有药剂师，有懂得如何有科学家把这个药怎么样体验，然后怎么样放到你的附近的这个的诊疗所，你去可以去看医生，然后拿到药，他医好。神通过途径来医治你。
And God actually heals you through a process and a means.Of the pharmacies actually making all the drugs and then is available, made available in the clinic, and the doctor prescribes all these things. God has all these means to heal you.
那我告诉你，神不但是照顾我们基督徒，神也照顾非信徒。
Let me tell you, God doesn't just take care of Christians; He also takes care of non-Christians.
你看马太福音，他说你们要做天父的好儿女。他说因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也降雨不义的人。
Matthew 5:45 For God makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
所以这里在讲的一件事情是，神通过一切的途径来满足我们的需要。
So actually, God works through different means to fulfill our needs.
属灵上面呢，我们软弱犯罪的时候，神通过恩典，通过耶稣基督的恩典。
And in the spiritual realm, when we sin and when we fall, God actually achieve this means through Jesus Christ's grace.
那么从物质的层面来讲, 神是通过自然规律。
And in a physical world, God works through means of natural law.
当我们讲到自然规律, 我们讲它自然会有的, 没有人创造它就会有的, 其实不是的, 自然规律是神所定的。
And sometimes we think of natural laws as they exist on their own, nobody made them, but that's not true. God made the natural laws.
我要问你一个问题, 神喜爱显神迹还是神喜爱, 用自然规律来管理这个世界?
And I want to ask you a question. Is God more pleased to work miracles or God more pleased to work through means of natural law?
因为整个自然规律是神创造的。
The entire natural world was created by God.
神迹其实有它的地位, 但是它是特殊性, 非常少的, 基本上神都是用管理, 自然规律来管理整个宇宙万物。
Miracles have its place, but it is rare and it is meant for a specific purpose. God, however, created the natural laws in order to work through the natural laws to, for this entire world to function.
所以我们这个叫做, 在神学上, 我们叫做神的赋予。
And in theology, we call this the providence of God.
这个经文就在罗马书8章28节，我们大家很熟悉的，因为我们讲过很多遍。神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意所造的人。所以可见，这一切都有神的旨意。
And of course, we are all familiar with Romans 8:28, that we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. All these are within God's will.
所以我们要问的问题，有关工作的问题是什么呢？
So what are the questions of vocation that we should ask?
那个问题不是我们要做什么。
The question is not what we should do.
那个问题应该是神要通过我们的工作，要我们做什么。
But the question to ask is, what does God want us to do in our vocation?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们神要我们工作，我们要好好老老实实。 做我们的工作做好，那个农夫要把他的工作做好，那个开车的师傅他要把他的工作做好，这一切都做好之后，能够使到造福人群，这个就是我们爱他的方式，也就是神管理的方式。
And God wants us to do our work well with honesty. If you are a farmer, you sow and you sow diligently and honestly. If you are a driver, you drive diligently and honestly, and this is how God wants us to glorify Him in our work.
从有人类以来到现在呢，我们的科技不断的发展，就是已经看到我们不断的来掌控，不断的来管理我们的环境，不断的来进步，这都是神的旨意，使到我们仍在推向完成神的旨意的这个方向。
As technology grows and as we have more and more of this kind of development, it is actually how we are fulfilling this purpose of subduing and having dominion over the environment.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要好好把我们的工作做得最好。
So brothers and sisters, we need to do our work with excellence.
所以我们的问题是我们不但是在工作上面犯罪。
But our problem is we not only sin in our vocation,
而且呢,
we also sin against our vocation.
就是没有把自己的工作做好,
when we do not do what we need to do well, then we are sinning against our vocation.
我们不但是得罪我们的职业，就是得罪呼召我们做这个职业的神。
And not only do we sin against our vocation, we sin against God, who is the one who calls us to our vocation.
所以你要注意到这个呼召呢，工作本身就是神的呼召。
So we want to note that work or vocation is actually God's calling.
所以让我们重复一下，工作是好的。
So let us revise. Work is good.
工作是一份礼物。
Work is a gift.
工作是一个呼召。
And work is God's calling.
还有呢，工作本身呢，是为荣耀神。
And work is for the glory of God.
当然我们所常常熟悉的经文就是这个以赛亚书53章43章7节说，凡称我名下的，都是为自己的荣耀造的。And
we are familiar with Isaiah 43:7. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory.
那么哥林多前书10:31，大家都非常熟悉。我们或吃或喝，无论做什么，包括工作呢，都是为神荣耀神的。
And 1 Corinthians 10:31, which we are also very familiar, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以你看到工作的神学,
so we can see the theology of work.
那么让我来回去回答这几个问题。
And let's get back to answering this question.
工作是咒诅还是祝福?
Is work a curse or a blessing?
咒诅还是祝福？
Curse or blessing？
是祝福对吗？
It's a blessing。
第二，工作是属灵还是属事呢？
Secondly, is work spiritual or secular？
我们常常 dichotomize， 我们常常把它分割，把它放，其实是错。我们整个人，包括我们的一切，都是属灵的，没有分割。我们一切都为神而做。
And we often have a false dichotomy in between, and we split spiritual versus secular. But actually, it cannot be split because it's the whole being. Whatever that we do is to bring glory to God.
还有工作是不是一种呼召
？And is what a calling?
马丁路德很清楚告诉我们，有人被呼召做祭司啊，不是有做传道，但是每一个人都是祭司，所以每一个人都有神的呼召。不管你是做医生、做护士，你做什么工作，工程师也好，就是你是商家也好，都有你应该做的工作，把你的工作做好来荣耀神。
And people always talk about being called to be a pastor, but no, we are all called to be priests. And wherever we are, whether we are a doctor or we are a teacher or nurse or whatever, as long as you do your work well to glorify God, you are fulfilling your calling in that position.
祭司的工作就是让神与人之间和好。
The priest's work is to bring reconciliation between God and man.
所以神把你放在那个工作的场合，就是让你把你的同事、你的公司的人带到神面前与神和好。
And God actually brought you into that position so that you can bring peace between your colleagues and God.
所以我们已经看了工作的神学。
And we have looked at the theology of work.
我们要很快的跟大家看工作的实际的教训。
And very quickly, we want to look at practical teaching on work.
所以工作的实际教训第一是什么呢？
Firstly,
为什么我们做工？
Why do we work?
我们做工就是为了支持自己嘛。
We work to support ourselves.
因为保罗说，他说你看到我辛辛苦苦昼夜做工，不要一个人受累。他说，如果有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。
Paul says that with toil and labor we work night and day, we might not become a burden to any of you. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat.
所以我们每一个人，你成年人，你二十，你已经开始成人了，你就必须要好好做工，不要累着你的家人，不要累着教会，好好的做你的工。
So as long as you are a grown adult, you ought to work so as not to be a burden to the church nor to your family.
第二呢，你要工作为家人的工作。
Secondly, you work to support your family.
提摩太前书五章八节说，人如果不看顾亲属，我们应该照顾自己的家人。如果你不看顾亲属，比背道是背了道，比不信还不好。
First Timothy 5:8, Paul wrote, if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
所以神教训我们要照顾父母，我们要照顾家人，这个是我们的责任。
So it is our responsibility to take care of our parents and our family members.
不但是要照顾自己家人，而且呢，还要照顾信徒。
And we don't just work to support our family, also to support other believers.
如果你看以弗所书四章二十八节那边讲说，凡偷窃的不要再偷窃，总要劳力，亲属做正经事，就有可以分给那缺少的人。
Ephesians 4:28, let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need.
如果你看以弗所上下呢，他应该是在讲教会里面的关系。
And if you look at the context, he's talking about the relationships in church.
所以信徒如果有需要呢，我们要尽量的帮忙。
So if a fellow believer has need, we need to help.
不但是要帮忙他，甚至我们还要帮忙教会。
And we also need to support the church.
哥林多后书九章七节他说，我们个人要随本心所做定的，不要作难，不要勉强，要捐得乐意，是神所喜悦的。
2 Corinthians 9:7, let each one do just as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
上个主日我们有一个弟兄在这边分享了这一段。
And last week, we had a brother here who preached on giving.
所以你会发现这段圣经是在讲信徒，这个保罗在等信徒收奉献，然后去资助这个耶路撒冷教会的需要。
So we see that this passage is about Paul waiting for the offering for the church in Jerusalem.
所以你看到吗？这个是很清楚的，这个是一个很基本的这个实际的工作的教导。
So this is very practical teaching on work.
最后，工作的目的或者它的设计。
Lastly, the telos or the purpose or design of work.
神为什么要我们做工呢？
Why does God want us to work?
主要我们胜过环境，对吗？
God wants us to overcome our environment.
所以不管你有什么问题，不管你碰到什么问题，你要胜过，要彰显神的荣耀。
Whatever problems that you face, you need to overcome it in order to reflect God's glory.
不但神要我们工作，而且要我们在工作场合里面呢有好的行为。
And not only to overcome, but God wants us to have a good testimony or to testify for God's goodness in our workplace.
什么意思呢？就是我们在那边好好做我们的工，我们就能够造福人群。
Because if we do our work well, we can bring benefit to others.
如果你把你的工作做得好，这样你的顾客就得到一份很好的这个产品。
If you do your work well, your customers receive a good product.
当然，你不要 overcharge， 你应该很公平的给他一个价钱，让他觉得我给你做的这个钱是很值得，因为你做一份很好的工作。
Of course, the price that you charge must not be overboard, and it must be fair so that your customer will realize the value that he has obtained by paying you such and such an amount.
而神在这个整个计划当中呢，这个是神的经济学，让我们这样子操作，使到你们一个人都得到好处。
And in God's plan, this is the way that it works. This is His economy, so that everyone receives mutual benefit.
这样能够见证神的意思本来是好的。
This can testify that God's will was good.
当然，第三点，怎么样荣耀神在我们？神给你工作，神把你放在那个工作场合，就是让你跟你的同事、你的供应商、你的顾客传福音，让你能够。接触到一些我们没有办法接触到的人。
And of course, God places you in that situation so that you can work to share the gospel with your colleagues, with your suppliers, with the contractors, and with your customers.
那么最后呢，你做工是为什么呢？不是让你赚了更多的钱。
And lastly, you work not so that you can have more money.
不是表现你有多能干。
It's not to show how talented you are.
是为了彰显神的。
Is to glorify God.
不然的话，你越做越苦闷。
Otherwise, you will feel worse and worse in your work.
你钱赚得多，你智力爬得高，最后呢，还是虚空的虚空。
And if you have a lot of money and you have a very high rank, in the end, it is still vanity of vanities.
如果你不信的话，你回去看传道书。
If you do not believe this, look at Ecclesiastes.
让我给你一个 hint.
Let me give you a hint.
你好好读传道书，对你下个礼拜来教会有帮助。
Read Ecclesiastes well, it will be helpful for your next Sunday's worship.
听我的话吧。
Listen to me.
所以你看到这个哥罗西书也是告诉我们，讲到无论我们做什么，哥罗西三章是在讲到工作的时候呢，你不论做什么，从心里做是给主做的，不是给人做的。
And Colossians 3:23 shows us.Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men.
让我做一个总结。
And let me summarize.
我们讲了很多，对不对？
We have said a lot.
让我做一个总结。我用这个宣教学的眼光告诉你这件事情。
And let me summarize this by showing you from the perspective of mission.
在宣教学里面，最近的宣教学跟宣教士当中呢，发现呢，现在有一个新的趋势。
In missiology or the study of missions, the missionaries are now taking a new approach.
很多现在人不要有一个趋势，就是不要人支持我们，反而是我们要自己支持自己去宣教。
There is a new kind of teaching behind this right now that the missionaries do not want to be supported, but rather they want to support themselves.
当然有它的环境。
And of course, there's the environment there.
为什么呢？因为现在呢，越来越多国家呢，都很反对宣教士很反感。
That's because many, many nations now, in fact, more and more nations now are actually having bad thoughts about missionaries.
所以他们不要宣教士来。
They do not want the missionaries to come.
但我们知道有很多国家共产国家这回教国家全部都不愿意基督教的宣教士到来。
And of course, we know that many communist and Muslim countries they do not want missionaries to go.
这样怎么办呢
？So what should we do then?
所以现在有一个新的 approach， 就是叫做 BAM， bomb approach. 意思是什么呢? 他说 business as mission. 意思说他去一个新的国家进去里面 在那边做一份工作，打一份工，或者在那边做一个事业。
And there's this new approach known as the business as missions approach, and that is encouraging the missionaries to go there to start a business or to work.
那么他到了这新的国家里，比如说他是一个烘面包的黑面，这个去那边开一个餐馆。他开餐馆的时候呢，他就可以在那个做餐馆的事业当中传福音。
So the baker might go there, open a bakery or a restaurant, and in that business, he can then share the gospel.
他就可以在那边居住。
He can leave there.
他可以向他的顾客，向他的供应商传福音。
And he can reach out to his customers and to his suppliers.
他可以用他的生活见证给他们看什么叫做基督徒。
And he uses his own life to provide a platform to give testimony of what it means to be a Christian.
当然，他就有机会把福音转得清楚跟明白。
And of course, he has the opportunity to share the gospel clearly.
你知道做这个工作非常辛苦的吗？
Do you know that it is tough to do this work?
因为你要到一个新的国家，你要把自己跟家人一起离开自己的家，好像亚伯拉罕到一个新的环境里面，要学那个新的语言，要适应那个新的文化。
Because if you want to go to a new place and expose a new culture, new language, just like Abraham going to a new place.
所以他花很多精神，花很多精力，花很付很多的代价去那边，为什么呢？
And people actually spend great effort and pay a great cost in order to go there. Why? Because of the gospel.
但是我问你,
but let me ask you,
大使命是指宣教吗?
Is the Great Commission referring to missionary work?
所有的宣教一定回去大使命作为根基。
All missionary work returns to the Great Commission as their foundation.
但是大使命是指所有的人，不是指外国才叫做宣教。我可以在本地宣教。
But the Great Commission is referring to all Christians, not just going overseas to share the gospel, but also locally.
所以我不需要叫你要学一个新的语言，或者适应一个新文化，把整个家搬到苏联，或者搬到非洲去。
So I need not tell you that you have to learn a new language or do something new and move, uproot your whole family to move to Russia or to move to Africa.
我只是要求你在你的事业上面，把你的工作做好，在你的事业，在你工作岗位，把福音传得完整，给众人看见耶稣基督的福音是何等的可靠。
And I'm only asking you to do your work well in your current situation, so that you can share the gospel well with your colleagues and with other people around you, so that you can glorify God.
这样你做得到吗?
Are you able to do this?
你说我没有时间了，我们的工作很忙的，我们的工作很多压力，要 upgrade myself, 然后还要一个人做三分钟，multitasking嘛现在。
And you say, no, I don't have time. I have so much things to do. I have to go for training, for development, and I'm multitasking as well.
那么我要问你另外一个问题。
Now I want to ask you another question.
你不需要像一个宣教士花这么大的代价。
You don't have to pay such a great price like a missionary.
因为有些宣教士他真的是牺牲他美好的前途去做，在非洲森林里面做这样。我们认识过一些人，我们有一些人站在这个讲台向大家介绍过。
And we know of missionaries who have also stood at this pulpit before, who actually pay great price by giving up a very prospective career just to go to a jungle to share the gospel.
我只是告诉你，如果你的能力是100%，你可不可以做低一点？本来我可以做总经理，但是我不要做普通职员，所以我有更多的时间服侍神、服侍教会、传福音，可以吗？
And I'm asking you that can you take a lower position? Are you willing to do that? If you are able to take a GM position, but I'm asking you to lower that and do something less demanding so that you have time in your career to share the gospel. Is that okay?
你看保罗,
look at Paul.
如果按照保罗的这个资格呢,
according to his credentials, he can become a rabbi.
他可以做教授,
he can become a professor.
甚至他可以做政治家,
and he could become a politician.
但是他做一个 tent maker, 他只是一个修理帐篷的人。
But he became a tent maker.
为什么要做修理帐篷呢?
Why did he do that?
他可以付很多时间在这个会堂里面教导。
so that he can have a lot of time to teach in the synagogue.
所以今天很多宣教士用一个tentmaker就是出去做一份工作打一份工为了要传福音今天你在本地本教会可以不用离开父家在这里好好做你的工作我不是叫你一定要这样做可以考虑牺牲一点为了福音的工作吗？
And today many missionaries are actually tent makers in other countries. And I'm not even asking you to do that, but rather just to sacrifice a little bit at work and to take a lower position so that you have more time to share the gospel.
所以你为什么做工?
Why do you work?
你为自己吗? 还是为神?
Is it for yourself or is it for God?
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you will indeed help us to start from our very own circles as we consider work. Let us be resolved to work for your glory and to begin with our immediate situation and environment to bring glory to you by doing our work well and to be a good testimony for you and also to remember that we are not working for men, we are not working for our boss, and we should not be working for ourselves. We should be working for you, for your glory. Help us to be convicted of this biblical teaching so that we will have a newfound perspective in our work and that we might do it well for the purpose of sharing the gospel.